Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Wisconsin. All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News, I'm Sherry Preston. Curfew in effect for a mile square area of downtown Los Angeles following days of protests against ICE raids in restaurants, businesses, and at immigration hearings where migrants who show up for regular check-ins are being rounded up. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on another place that's happening.
In San Antonio, agents on Tuesday escorted migrants walking out of their scheduled immigration hearings onto a bus and led them away. Protester Kat Yaraka notes that the ICE officials covered their faces and removed their ID badges.
If you didn't know you were doing wrong, you wouldn't be wearing a mask. You wouldn't have taken off your name tag. You'd be proud of the work you were doing.
The group escorted onto a bus Tuesday included several men, a woman, and a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump is warning against any protests at the big military parade in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's being held to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army and just happens to fall on the president's 79th birthday. This is ABC News. The New Jersey governor's race is all set. Democrat Mikey Sherrill, current congresswoman from New Jersey, will face Republican Jack Cittarelli, who is a close ally of President Trump. Okay, just when you thought it might be safe to go outside for the summer, something called Asian needle ants come marching in one by one.
Over the past few years, we've been hearing about the Asian spotted lantern flies catching all the headlines, spreading across the U.S. Well, they're still a problem, but now health experts are warning of an invasive species known as the Asian needle ant, detected in at least 20 states. That species gets its name because it's tiny, just a fifth of an inch long, and this needle ant can also sting, leading to hives and itching and even difficulty of breathing. Experts say those ants thrive in chopped wood. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Five-time Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Retton arrested, charged with DUI. She is pleading no contest. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We've always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. Our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest wraps up Friday. It's still going strong today. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level tickets or $100 in cash. Well, I don't know. Right now, I'd probably take the Brewer tickets. Oh, well. Also, you could be the winner of a Wisconsin weekend getaway package. So our Scani Summer Text to Win contest word this hour and the first of the day is beer. B-E-E-R. Yeah, I honestly have not had one this morning. B-E-E-R. Beer. There you go. And it is yours to text in again. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of the screen, or simply 608-647-4155. That works as well. Again, the hour's keyword is beer.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Today's the day. The Richland Area Farmers Market is happening this afternoon on the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right between Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. From 1:30 to 5:30 or 6 o'clock p.m., depending on vendor availability, come explore a market full of flavor and fun. You'll find fresh Wisconsin strawberries, rhubarb, salad greens, microgreens, baked goods, jams, honey, maple syrup, meats to order, and beautiful fresh flowers. Food share, EBT, SNAP, and quest cards are welcome. And thanks to the Richland County Medical Society, you can double your benefits with Bonus Bucks. Up to $10 free, good for fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs. Kids ages 4 to 17 can enjoy the Youth Food Token Program, brought to you by the Rotary Club of Richland County. And don't forget to bring your boomerang bags for a special coupon, thanks to a grant from Compeer Financial. Remember, market fun starts at 1:30 sharp. Please wait to shop until then so everyone has a fair chance. While you wait, enjoy the atmosphere and see if you can spot George hiding again this week. Check out RichlandAreaFarmersMarket.org for updates and photos.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 85 with a slight chance of a shower. Southwest winds 5 to 15. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Locally heavy rain possible and a low of 59. Thursday, variable clouds and cooler. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 74. We have an east-southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, following a low this morning of 57. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 66 degrees.
Clock it out, about to kick off the weekend. There's a stretch of black top, I ain't never seen a cop, so I'm pushing it a little past 10. Pulled a little money from the bank, put it in a tank, shined up the windshield glass. Don't know where the night might lead, ain't nowhere to be, but I gotta get there fast. There's a cold beer calling my name, feel a good time coming, got a new song humming, and the sunset's doing this thing. Feel lucky as a seven, yeah, sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green, and my baby putting sugar on me, yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day, and there's a cold beer calling my name.
There's a hillbilly rock show. I'll be in the front row holding up a red big flame. Or wrap around porch with a citronella torch. Yeah, you know I'm down either way. There's a chance that tonight might be the night that way. I ain't ever gonna forget you. Everybody's turning it up. I got a little buzz and I ain't even had one yet. There's a cold beer calling my name. I feel a good time coming. Got a new song humming and the sunset's doing its thing. Feeling lucky as a 7 year. Sometimes heaven is a pocket full of payday green. And my baby put sugar on me. Yeah, it's sure been a pretty damn good day. And there's a cold beer calling my name. It's calling my name.
Jameson Rogers and Luke Combs on WRCO. A cold beer calling my name. Beer just happens to be the word to text in this hour to be a part of the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Again, beer, B-E-E-R. Yeah, if you didn't know. Congrats to those that have won so far. We'll be giving away some rodeo tickets a little bit later on today as well as we lead toward the big event in Richland Center this weekend. Today is National Making Life Beautiful Day. It is Pizza Margarita Day. A margarita pizza. Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Hank probably has some coal left over for breakfast today. It's Corn on the Cob Day. Ooh, yeah. A little early for us here in the area, but we can celebrate accordingly. Maybe you've got some frozen up. I don't know. I'm getting about to the end of my stock. I cut it off the cob and freeze it, but we're getting about to the end, so need to get stocked up again. And let's see, it's National German Chocolate Cake Day. Oh, yeah, celebrate accordingly. But if you do, you're going to need a great big old glass of milk because June is Dairy Month, and there's nothing like a big old glass of milk with a German chocolate cake. There you go, a few things to celebrate today. It's sunshine again outside my little window. Sunshine through the clouds. We're at 66 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Here's Thomas Rhett.
Get off of work and we meet down at our spot. We had a patio with a view of a parking lot. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2 at Christmas lights in the middle of June. All hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say no way, then you're moving closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. My floor, the way you wore my t-shirt. Yeah, you got my t-shirt, girl. Oh yeah. We walking up the stairs.
upstairs with the neighbors saying keep it down. But it's hard to unlock the door when you're making out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be saying that we gotta quit doing this. So why are you leaning in for one more kiss? And pretty soon you're sliding off. What you got on? It's the burn end of my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high, still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like your dress, my floor.
It's that orange blossom special down the seaboard line.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. 647-6345.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Get ready for Sunshine Golf and Giving Back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you be
looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. At A&W Restaurant, located on Highway 61 in Boscobel, there's a classic treat that never goes out of style, the Root Beer Float. For years, A&W has been serving up this delicious combination of their signature made fresh root beer and creamy cold vanilla ice cream, perfectly balanced in every spoonful. Whether it's a hot day or just a craving for something sweet, the Root Beer Float is a refreshing choice that's sure to satisfy. Stop by A&W in Boscobel for a Root Beer Float and enjoy a timeless treat that always hits the spot.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
It's summer. Time for festivals, water fun, and sunburns? Not if Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital has a say in your day. Stock up on sunscreen and after sun care and save 25% the entire month of June. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type. She'll talk to you about relief if your skin takes on too much sun. Keep those rays at bay.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, buddy. How's are you getting over your Hardee's meal last night?
Oh, yeah. It was good. Hardee's once a week now the last couple of weeks. Yeah,
I cut down. You know that.
Yeah, right? you did cut down. So, and I got to give you credit. Instead of getting the double Frisco this time, you got two single Friscos. So way to cut down, Hank. You got to do it little by little.
I'm trying, buddy.
Yeah, I know you're trying. Right.
But anyway, had a good day yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Working hard.
All the way, all the way to Blair Taylor. Enjoyed watching basketball in Highland and Pittsfield getting the win.
Pittsfield's a pretty good ball club.
They are.
No, not putting anybody down, but Pittsfield's a really good ball club.
Yeah, so. they were a good club.
And they hit the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll represent well at state. Yep. Congratulations to Fenimore.
Yes.
You know, making it on to state. So.
Yeah, they beat Westby last night.
Mm-hmm. So. Close games.
And then Reedsburg, right?
Reedsburg's going to state baseball. And I just got off the phone with Brad Lewis, head coach of the Ithaca Bulldogs, and they're preparing for state, which is tomorrow morning at 9. And I was not aware of this, but I just found out there will be a community send-off this morning around 10:45, somewhere in that area at Ithaca. But a lot of the youth players, mostly softball, some baseball youth, they made all kinds of signs. So Ithaca's really
good for them.
Decorated up
that
for
is
the,
awesome.
The big send-off. And
good luck to those girls.
Yep. They'll play Belmont tomorrow morning.
So it's just another two local teams there in the state.
Yeah,
Belmont. It's crazy.
Not too far away. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, the forecast all week's been preaching showers and thunderstorms, and who knows? I'm guessing.
It's supposed to shower tonight.
It's supposed to.
I mean,
we'll see. You just have to prepare for a 9 o'clock game, and if you and I have to sleep in the car all day like last time.
Like we've done that before, Phil.
This time, you know, we're gonna go find a place to stay. You know,
are we?
Only the best. I'm going to stop at Town and Country and see if they've got a refrigerator box that we can take along with us. We got a place to stay. So,
but
only the best.
But, you know, we stayed in the parking lot of, what was that, Golden Corral last time.
Was it? Is that where it was?
Well, I thought it was pretty close.
I thought it was the Pawn America.
Maybe it was. They're real close together. It's just like.
That was.
We slept for like 6 hours.
A boring rain delay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, anyway. Awesome. We had some correspondence yesterday from some folks that said they were listening to the broadcast and listening about getting skunked on the quiz. Figure they would send a photo of their dog with one of the smelliest cats he has ever come across. He thought if you and Hank had some extra time on your hands, you really needed to come out and smell this cat.
I'm good.
Oh, there it is. It looks like
a cute little
polecat or whatever it goes.
Looks like a little. It's kind of dressed up as a skunk.
I think it is dressed up as a skunk. Maybe it is a skunk. I don't know.
It's a skunk.
It could be. Remember the cartoon though, Pepe Le Pew, when he would chase the kitty. She accidentally would always get a white stripe painted down her back, and then he would think it was a female skunk.
So anyway, I had a good time yesterday.
We did have a good time yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Actually got back kind of early for what we usually from Blair Taylor. So
got home about
3 hours earlier from the last time I was at Blair Taylor.
Yeah, well, we got done earlier.
Well, those games just popped.
They do. At that level, they fly along and they don't waste time between
good
innings.
Pitching and
they don't let them lollygag in between innings. So. That's another one of my things for you and your umpires. Like, get them in, get them out, get them, throw three pitches, you're ready, go.
Yep.
But a lot of times they don't always do that.
They do
at the sectional level.
What's your plans tonight, buddy?
What's the plan for tonight?
Oh, you got a nice you got a nice little sunscreen on your sunburn.
Got a little bit on my nose, didn't I?
On your forehead.
Yeah, you've got a little bit on your nose there too. Wasn't from drinking too many pops at Hardee's, I don't think.
Well, we tested out the meat yesterday from Blair Taylor. And
They have good concessions, don't they?
Wherever else we went.
Really good stuff. All right. Oh, well. Yes, but looking forward to the rest of the week, and of course the rodeo this weekend too.
Did you tell anybody about the gas problem we had yesterday?
Well, you and it wasn't after Hardee's either. It was.
It was after Hardee's.
Well, it was, but it wasn't that kind of gas. It was a.
Oh yeah, it was actually gas for the truck.
Hank trying to go as far as he could, and we're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we were in a place where there were a lot more buggies than there were cars. Yeah.
County V.
And it's under construction. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, on the way up, how can a guy sleep with that kind of a mess?
I'm sorry.
You know, my head was bumping against the glass on the side of the car. But nonetheless, so we're out in the middle there, and Hank's like, yeah, I've been... Got a low fuel light.
We had a low fuel light before Hardee's.
I said, how long? Well, I don't know, quite a while. I think probably go a little. How much do you have? I don't know. So he pushes the thing. Where's the nearest gas station? And it was Hillsboro, and it was like 16 miles. Are we going to make it?
We probably coasted in there.
I think we did.
But what did I say, 22 gallon?
You put 22 plus in.
Yeah, 22 or something. It's or 21 and a half. It's a 20-gallon tank.
I thought it was 22-gallon tank.
Maybe it was. I used everything
I had.
You used
everything you did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then you disappeared when it was time to pay. I don't understand that.
Huh. No, I had to.
It's a tough life, Phil.
Yeah, it is. So
it's a tough life. So
I'm glad we made it because, yeah. I don't know, we'd have had to call Tim Thede maybe to get us a can of gas.
You think he would have?
Oh, yeah, he'd have probably done it.
He would have. I've discovered a new sport.
Really?
That I didn't know. You ever heard of ferret legging?
No. Something with ferrets around your legs?
Here it is. The absurd sport of ferret legging is a yet another wonderful contribution from England. The first known ferret legging competition was held in the 1970s. And while the sport is quite entertaining for spectators, it's more of a test for endurance for the participants. Competitors tie their pants around their ankles and insert ferrets into their pants.
Oh, into their pants?
Yes. To see who can last the longest without allowing the ferrets to escape or suffer serious injury.
Oh.
Understanding bites and scratches are common in this sport, and the competitors have become a true test of pain tolerance and bravery. Ferret legging.
Ferret legging. Oh, man. You know they'd be biting and scratching and clawing.
Goodness.
Man. I don't even want to get close to one. Let alone put it down my pant leg.
Guarantee you don't want those as a pet when they come out.
Oh, I bet they're going to be mad when they come out of your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Hank.
Well,
don't try this at home.
Ferret leg.
Factor Hanko? Or
no,
what?
It's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that from Learn a Lot While You're on the Seat of the Pot.
It's the only book you own, isn't it?
The only book I own.
Latest book read. Learn a lot while you sit on the pot. Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's a tough life.
It
though.
Is. Well, at least you're reading. You know, it's a good summer project for you.
I
right?
can't even see my card next to all those. I'm teary-eyed. All right, Factor Hanko, before we have to go here.
All right.
Members of the Amish community do not use use computer or smartphone technology.
I think that's false.
It is. It's a bunch of Hanko. Some members of the Amish community use technology, but always in a low-key way out of respect for their community. This is an archive by keeping smartphone... achieved by keeping smartphones and computers use out of sight as much as possible and discussing technology only if necessary.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Well, they run a lot of businesses, too.
Oh, 100%.
Probably have to.
Until 1956, French children attending school were served wine on their lunch breaks.
Oh, that's true. It's got to be.
It is. In 1956, drinking alcohol was banned in French schools, though the ban only applied to children under 14. Huh. Alcoholic beverages were totally banned from schools in 1981.
Huh.
So
their afternoon naps were probably easy.
The diameter of Australia is wider than the moon.
That's true, isn't it?
It is true. Yeah, it is very true.
Hmm. All right.
Beer is mostly water. So the type of water used to make it can make a big difference in the taste.
Well, I'm guessing that's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Virgin spring waters of La Crosse. What was that other? They used that term, croisoning. It's croisoned. Something like that.
Mm.
And beer happens to be our word, our scony word to text in this hour too, by the way.
Hey, male orb weaver spiders. Get this.
Okay.
Male orb weaver spiders give back rubs to their mates so they don't get eaten.
Boy, that's got to be true. It's true.
Got some wacky stuff there today. I know. Theo, an 8-year-old Siamese cat living in England, stole money left out by a neighbor for the milkman. True, Hanko or facto?
Oh, that's got to be true.
It is. Previously, the klepto cat had stolen countless small items, but this time it was cash. Sticky paws. So.
Oh, well.
Well.
That's another edition of Fact or Hanko.
Yeah, one more here, buddy.
All right.
In Oregon, it's illegal to go hunting in the cemetery.
Oh, wow. It's got to be true, right?
Why would you have to put a law in like that? But respect the dead. Yep. No deer season on tombstones this year. So, Phil.
Well, the deer have to know that if they go to the cemetery, they're safe then.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
all right.
I'm going to go try some ferret legging and see if we can get a WRCO team in the ferret legging competition.
Yeah. I'll have to learn the rules so I can broadcast.
You just run down. You just got to keep them in the pants longer than everybody else.
I see.
Don't worry about the blood coming out of you.
You have to run.
No, you can't hurt the ferret.
I know, but I thought you had to run too.
I don't know if you have to run or not. Okay. I wouldn't want to do anything.
Just stand there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then it's the longest one who stands up. You can win this one, Phil. You're the first place in ferret legging on the WRCO team.
Oh boy.
Have a good day and be kind.
That's Hank.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Some notes on today. Back in the day in 1955, motor racing's worst disaster. More than 80 people were killed during the 24 hours of Le Mans in France when two cars collided and crashed into the spectators. 1962, prisoners at Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary, Frank Morris and Clarence Anglin, escaped, leaving the island on a makeshift raft. They were never found or heard from again. What a mystery. Some notes on today. Celebrity birthdays include actress Adrienne Barbeau, who is 80 today, and rock musician Frank Beard, ZZ Top. You can always pick him out because he is the one without a beard in ZZ Top. He turns 76. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Landry Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also today, VIPs include Ron Bumkamp from Brad Hoyt and Dawn, and also lots of love from Chris, Mandy, Peyton, Carson, and Landon. Also to Grandpa Ron Bumkamp, we love you, from Bill, Angie, Dylan, Logan, and Ethan. Have a great day there, Ron. Wishes to Kate Lewandowski from Andy, Brooke, Jake, and Luke. Also to Sharon Shields from her gallivanting. Okay, I've got it. Her gallivanting buddies. Happy birthday, Sharon. Also wishes to Ethan Cord from Aunt Karen. To Jeannie Jacobson from Karen. And happy birthday today from all of your friends. Wishes to Jason Kunai from Blue River United Methodist Church. To Rich Majeski from the Mojo Manor Boys. Also Adam Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And to Adam from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday today to Jill Harris from Schmidtwoven Hills residents and staff. To Dick Hughes from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Best wishes to granddaughter Jenna Morales from Grandma Newberry, and to Megan Johnson from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, saluting Lakin Brewer, to Jill Harris, Helena Zweig, and also today to Alex Emmett. Happy anniversary, Stacy and Lance Ottman. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Kate Lewandowski, Autumn Pauls, Jenna Morales, Morgan Fry, Jennifer McBain, Reef Myers, and also today to Addison Nicole Hamby, Spencer Fox, and Morgan Gunderson. Happy anniversary, Joel and Sarah Richardson. Happy birthday to Debbie Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish, and happy anniversary, Rick and Karen Pauls. Happy anniversary, Rick and Karen Pauls. This from Lola. Here's to many more. And happy anniversary to Myron and Linda Peterson from Park Street Christian Church.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Keep it tuned right here. We have a news update from Joanne Krulutz. I'll check sports next hour, and we will have our trivia question of the day and some rodeo tickets to give away, so stay tuned.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made in Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 67 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly sunny and quite warm today, a slight chance of a shower, a high of 85. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Locally, heavy rain is possible with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 57, it's 67 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulutz. There has been plenty of back and forth between Democrats and Republicans on the next two-year state budget. Governor Tony Evers says Republicans are refusing to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that's a lie. Evers doesn't agree. He says one sticking point has been special education funding, where he's been asking for a $60 million increase, and Republicans are only willing to go to 30. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. Health experts in Wisconsin are pushing for expanded screening for a common newborn infection. UW Health Kids pediatrician Dr. Elizabeth Getz says the infection can pass from expecting moms to the fetus, and earlier detection can help prevent or address things like hearing loss that stems from CMV. In 10% of kids infected with CMV, hearing loss or more serious development delays can occur. CMV impacts one out of every 200 children in the United States. A press release from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says that a new report was released showing that over 258,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated under Republicans' House-passed budget bill to gut Medicaid and dismantle key parts of the Affordable Care Act. Nationwide, 16 million Americans' care is in jeopardy, including over 8.5 million Americans who rely on Affordable Care Act coverage and 7.4 million Americans on Medicaid. Senator Baldwin said, quote, "Republicans' plan is simple, gut benefits for working Americans so that the wealthiest Americans and big corporations can get richer. My phones have been ringing off the hook from Wisconsinites who are terrified their health care coverage is on the chopping block, and now we see just how many of our neighbors are in jeopardy," end quote. The Republicans' plan includes changes to the Medicaid program designed to kick eligible Americans off their health care, with a new report showing an estimated 148,000 Wisconsinites would lose their Medicaid benefits. The Republican plan would also allow the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which save Americans on average $700 each year on their coverage, to expire, jacking up the cost of coverage and putting insurance out of reach for over 110,000 Wisconsin families. In Wisconsin, over 1.2 million are enrolled in Medicaid. About 1 in 3 children in both Wisconsin's rural and metro communities have Medicaid coverage. Severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. Over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced 98 schools statewide have earned Wisconsin Schools of Recognition honors for the 2023-24 school year. These awards celebrate the exceptional efforts of educators, students, families, and school staff in ensuring educational success for all students, especially among those facing economic challenges. The Schools of Recognition program recognizes Title I schools for making significant strides in student growth and achievement. After a pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the DPI has resumed highlighting excellence in education. Schools were honored in one or more of the following categories. 15 schools were recognized as high achieving. These schools rank in the top 10% statewide for academic achievement in reading and mathematics and demonstrate small or closing achievement gaps. 24 schools were recognized as high progress schools. These schools show significant growth in student outcomes or graduation rates with measurable progress in closing gaps. And 70 schools were recognized high impact schools. High impact schools serve a high percentage of economically disadvantaged students. These schools have above average achievement when compared to similarly situated schools. Recognized as a high impact and high progress school is the Richland Center Intermediate School. Recognized as a high progress school is the Lafarge Elementary School. Recognized as high impact schools are Al Berman Elementary School in Baraboo, Boscobel Elementary School, Bluffview Middle School, and Prairie du Chien High School in the Prairie du Chien Area School District, Riverdale Elementary and Junior High Schools, Lake Delton Elementary School and Spring Hill Elementary School in the Wisconsin Dells School District, and Waniwox Center Junior High School. To be eligible for any award, schools must receive federal Title I funding, meet or exceed expectations on the most recent school report card, not be currently identified for comprehensive targeted or additional targeted support and improvement, be above the bottom 20% statewide for chronic absenteeism and achievement, and meet or exceed 95% test participation across all students. This summer, Meese Construction Incorporated of Sauk City will move approximately 15,000 cubic yards of fill material from the Richland County Road O project to the 40-acre parcel owned by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Area residents may recall that TRHC purchased the parcel along Highway 14 in Richland Center as the location for a new hospital facility. In November of 2023, due to rising construction costs, TRHC Board of Directors decided to pause that project with intentions to build a new facility on the parcel as early as 2032. When a new facility build becomes financially feasible for TRHC, it is estimated that contractors will need 35,000 cubic yards of fill material for the site. While the site is not in the floodplain, experts recommend it's still desirable to raise the building site. The fill being hauled by Meese Construction Incorporated is about 50% of the anticipated need. Soil testing has been performed on the fill from the Richland County Road O project, and reports are favorable. In addition to delivering fill to the TRHC site, contractors will install silt fence and plant a cover crop. As evidenced by this and previous area road projects, TRHC continues to work with Richland County and the City of Richland Center to prepare the site for development with the understanding that groundbreaking is years in the future. Meanwhile, due to the unexpected delay in the new facility build, TRHC board members directed the completion of several deferred maintenance and repair projects at the existing hospital facility, which are currently underway. It's rodeo time again in Richland Center when the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are held at the Richland County Fairgrounds tomorrow through Sunday. The four-day event kicks off Thursday with the shooting competition. Gary Deaver is the president of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
You can enter the rodeo either light rifle or trap or both, and several kids do. We have like 12 light rifle and about the same amount in trap shoot. We come up here to the Pine River shooting range up on Cooper Hill, and they do the light rifle at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the kids go down to Muscadet Sportsman's Club for the trap shoot. It's excellent that these people step up and let us do that and help us out.
The shooting competition gives more youth, especially those that don't have farms to practice riding horses on, the opportunity to be a part of the rodeo.
If you're going to be a contestant, of course you have horses, but you don't have to. They have a national competition, which is in Rock Springs, Wyoming, July 13th and 19th. So like every event, you qualify in shooting. You go out there and compete with all the other folks.
Thursday night will feature the Rodeo Queens contest at 7 in the H Connection building. Friday and Saturday night, the rodeo competition will be held in the grandstand area. Special instructions will be at 7 and performances will start at 7:30 Friday night. We'll also be Wear Pink for Grace night. Saturday morning, the June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade will step off at 10:30 in downtown Richland Center. Cowboy Church will be held Sunday morning at 8:30, and then the finals will be held with special introduction at 11:30 and performances at noon. Also on Sunday, the winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Gate cost will be $7 Friday and Saturday and $9 Sunday for adults 18 to 59, $7 Friday and Saturday and $8 Sunday for senior citizens 60 and older and students 13 to 17, and $4 for children 6 to 12 for all three performances. Children under 6 are admitted free. Advance tickets for Friday and Saturday's performances are $1 less for adults, senior citizens, and students. They can be purchased at Creative Layers until noon Friday. Advance tickets will also be available at the Fairgrounds Building H on Friday from 8:30 until noon. Be sure to attend the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals this weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. For more information, you can contact Kenda at 608-475-1886.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Wednesday, June 11th. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills, died Saturday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills Friday from 4 to 7, with the rosary beginning at 4. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74, of Gays Mills. Judith Winsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday, June 4th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasatag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Winsor, 86, of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held Saturday at 1 in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Rogersville Humane Society or to American Legion Post 21 in Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David A. McCauley, 83, of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A A graveside prayer service will be held Saturday at 2 at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Details just revealed this morning on trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump saying that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China in a deal that sets tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. at 55%. The president doubling down on his decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles against the wishes of state and local officials. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Despite objections from the governor, who says he doesn't need the federal presence and doesn't want them there, the president adamant they're needed to stop what he calls an invasion, speaking to troops at Fort Bragg.
They're stopping an invasion just like you'd stop an invasion.
There are now more.